Erevin, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Now, just like a chatzar needs an Erev, that all the B'nai chatzar are considered like it's one Rishus, so that's why we do an Erev by Eruvei Chatzeros, so to Shitufei Mavuos, where all the different chatzars, so you have a lot of different people in each chatzar, and now all the different chatzars that have all these people, they are mishtativ together, that they can all use the Mavoi and consider it like one Rishus for everybody. So Hechsher Mavoi, so preparing this area that you could do Shitufei Mavuos, that you can carry inside of there, Beishame Yomrim Lechi V'Kara. Beishame says you need both a Lechi and a Kara. Lechi, we know, is because of Mechitza. And I'm not sure if the Kara is, according to Beishame, because of a Heker, that you need a Heker, because the Pshat is over here, the Rav says, Beishame hold that Midiaraisa, you need four Mechitzas, four complete Mechitzas to be able to carry in something. And the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai tells us that this fourth Mechitza is good enough with a Lechi and a Kara. Which actually sounds like that a kara is not because of a heker, but rather it's needed for the mechitza itself. The Mishnah continues, "Veisol armim lechi o kara, one or the other." Now lechi is because of mechitza for sure, according to Veisol, the way the Gemara is going to learn, and kara is because of a heker. That people should know that it's not like Rishus Aram. The Rav explains that according to Veisol, who we hold like mina Torah, in order for one to be able to carry in a mavoi, it needs three mechitzos, not four. And since the fourth one is only midrabanan, all you needed to do was one or the other. You can just put a mechitza there, which is a lechi that creates the mechitza, an invisible mechitza, or you can do the korah, which is the beam on top. Now, just to shed a little light into this also, if you have a street that's open from two sides, we brought this up before in Shabbos, that's mefulish from both sides, it's open from both sides, into Rishus Arabim, or through cities or whatever, and it's 16 amas wide, that's a Rishus Arabim. If it's less than 16 amas wide, it's not a Rishus Arabim. But if it's more than 16 amas, it is. However, if it's not open from both sides, even if it's more than 16 amas, it's not a Rishus Arabim. So according to Beis Hillel, once you have three walls, it's for sure not going to be open from two sides to Rishus Arabim, so it's for sure not going to be a Rishus Arabim, and therefore you're able to carry in such a Mavoi, min HaTorah. The Rav also adds, though, that this only works out, according to Beis Hillel, if the Mavoi itself is shaped rectangularly. However, if it's an exact square, and then you have one of the openings to Rishus Arabim, that's considered like a pirtza, like a breach. And this type of breach, you don't really need a tzuras, a pesach, to fix it. You can even just put a pas, which is like a plank, that's more than four tefachim wide. Or two planks that don't even have a tefach, that can be a tiny amount. That would fix this pirtza, this opening, when you have like a square mavoi. Then the Rav says another din here, that there is a difference between a mavoi that you close up with a lechi or a kora, because if you would put a kora on top and you would stand in Rishus Arabim and throw into this mavoi with a kora, since a kora is just a heker, that doesn't make the area Rishus Hayachid min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, until you have four walls, it's a makom pitur min HaTorah. And if we throw from Rishus Arabim into makom pitur, it's mutter min HaTorah. But if you put a lechi there, which becomes like a mechitza, which is like a fourth wall, then that gives it a din, Rishus HaYachid Midiaraisa. And if I throw from Rishus HaRabim into there, then one would be chayiv. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer Omer L'Chayayin. Rabbi Eliezer says, you need two lechis. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Yekiva. A Talmud Echad said in front of Rabbi Yekiva in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Nechlugu Beishamei Vesel Amavishu Pachos Mei Arba Amashu Oy Belechi Oy Bekora. There's no machlokas here, that if you'd have an opening that's pretty small, that's four amas only, less than four amas, that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that even Beis Shammai agrees that either a lechi or a kora would work on that. Alman nechleku, al rochav me arba amos v'yad eser. If you have from four amos up until 10 amos, can't be more than 10 because then it's a pirtza, but from 4 to 10, if that's the opening, she Beis Shammai armim lechi v'kora, that's the machlokes. Beis Shammai says you need both a lechi and a kora. Beis Hillel armim o lechi o kora, either one or the other. Am Rabbi Kiva al zev v'al zeh nechleku. Rabbi Kiva said no. Just like there's a machlokes from 4 amos to 10 amos, so too there's a machlokes that Beis Shammai is machmer also on an opening that's under 4 amos. So this sounds the same thing that Tanakama held, because the Tanakama laid out the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Kiva is seeming to say the same thing as the Tanakama. So the Rav says that the Gemara says, one of these shitas, whether it's Rabbi Kiva or the Tanakama, held that there's one case that you wouldn't even need a lechi or a korah, and that's if you have an opening that's less than 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim is very, very small. So if you have an opening that's very narrow, less than 4 tefachim, one of them held you would need neither a lechi nor a kora for something like that. And we don't know who it is, whether it's Rabbi Kiva or the Tanakama, but there is a machlokas that's going on there.